How can people think you are coming of age through life experiences? Hi guys, my name is Sarah Jackson and I'm your host. Today on the fifth episode of Coming of Age, we will be talking about the mask you live in, looking for Alibrandi, and coming of age in the Syrian conflict.
The Coming of Age in the Syrian Conflict was created by Alice Sui. It was published on December 18th in 2013. The Syrian Civil War, also known as the Syrian Uprising, is an ongoing armed conflict. It is a conflict between two forces of the Ba'ath government. In Syria, they came of age much earlier than West America. They had to deal with the war at a very young age, having to look after their family if something happened in the war, not able to get an education, to get a well-paid job, to support themselves, which means they have to steal and cheat their ways through life. They have to put themselves in situations that Americans could only dream about. They are safe. We are safe. We don't have to worry about war. We have access to education so we can get a good quality job. The difference in our worlds don't even compare. Looking for Alibrandi was a film made by Kate Woods. The film was published on the 4th of May 2000. The first theme that we will be talking about is the scene that is set in the culture of a party. She didn't want to be there, but 1 year later she accepted the culture and she is proud of it. The second scene that I would be talking about is the family culture scene. Her mum is from a very strong Italian culture, but her dad is not from a very strong family culture. In fact, she only just meets her dad at the start of the movie. At first, she resents him for not contacting her, but all through her life, but she finally accepts him and forgives him.
In the third scene, she starts to see a guy. She gets more of an adult perspective on life. Her friend John commits suicide, which makes her realize the importance of life. She opens up to her boyfriend at the time because he has lost his mother at a young age and he helps her through it, which makes them become closer and more open with each other. This plays a big part in coming of age. It is the experience and obstacles that life throws at you, which makes the difference between a child and an adult.
How do males come of age as they have to be a certain way? People expect males to act a certain way. They can't show any emotion, they have to be strong, and can't act like a girl in any way. Peers play a big part in coming of age for males. Peer pressuring them into drugs, girls, drinking, all these things can make a person change for better or for worse. Family can play a big part in it. They can change the way males can think and what they do. In conclusion, I have talked about coming of age, looking for Alibrandi, and the Syrian conflict. All of these examples I have shown are people growing and changing into adults, and how your personal situation can affect the person you become.